In this week's parsha, Parshas Korach, after the story and the machloikis that broke out between Korach connected Moshe Rabbeinu and the 250 Sanhedrios, they went and brought a ketores. The pasuk tells us, "Vayichar leMoshe ma'oid." Moshe was very upset. Vayomer el Hashem, and he told Hashem, "Al teifen el minchasam." Don't turn to their carbon, which Rashi explains. We're talking about the ketores that they brought, or the chelik of the tamid that they had inside. And the Ramban adds, their tefillis, don't turn to their tefillis, don't be makabel their tefillis. We have to understand that the chayra, it's a very hard thing to understand that the Ramban Shem would listen to the tefillis of these Rishayim to makabel their karbonis, makabel their ketores. They were here, they were mezalzel, they made letzonos of Moshe Rabbeinu, made letzonos, they were chelik on the kahuna, they were being ma'ir keneged, mesira of Torah and Klal Yisrael. How could it be that Hashem would listen to that tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven and ask, al teifen el minchosam? So Rav Chaim HaKadosh Torah says, ein lecha adam she'ein biyodoi mitzvah masam toivim. There is no person who doesn't have mitzvah masam toivim. Every person has some kind of schus. He has some kind of ma'asim tovim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't mekapeach. He doesn't ignore any of the ma'asim tovim. Kiilu, he didn't do it. Even Rishoyim, keila muna ve'ein avol. Says the Arachayim, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was choshesh and he had to stand and daven to Hashem. Maybe they'll have a mitzvah schus. Al teifen al mechasam, even if they brought already the mincha, they brought already the carbon, or they davened already, lo yifen lo velo yabet aleh, don't be misyachas to it. And the Emma says, similarly, the Sefer Ikrim, in Maimer Dal Perik Tazayim, is moisiv, that even though we have most people on Maminim, that Hashem does everything, but they're not ma'aminim that Hashem could help them out. Because they feel that they're not roi for Hashem should be mekabel their tefillah. And that is a toos, he says. Kabbalah's tefillah is not mitzad our ma'isim toivim. Just like it says, lo yaltzit koseinu anachnu ma'pilim tachnuneinu ki al rachmecha rabim. Even Adam Rosh and he brings like Menashe. Hashem was mekabel his tefillah. So the Sefer Ikrim is ma'isif. That even Rishayim Gemurim, Hashem would listen to that tefillah. Similarly, we find the Gemara says in Yuma, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he came out of Kodesh Kodashim, he said a tefillah k'tzara. What did he say in this tefillah k'tzara? So he spoke about there should be a year of the right amount of rain, should be Shalom and the Malchus, lo yistach amcha Yisrael lefan ezem izeh. And he ends off saying, v'leitikones lefanecha tefillas oivri drochim. Hashem, don't listen to the tefillah of Ovri Drachim. We're talking about a person who's traveling. He does not prepare for the rain. He's out there. He's scared. He needs to get home. He's going to get stuck in a big downpour. He doesn't have boots. He doesn't have an umbrella. He doesn't have a way to go home. Ribbono Shel Olam, wait a little bit with this rain. Another 2 hours, 3 hours. Says the Kohen Gadol, right when he comes to Lefnai V'Lefnim, this tremendous Zman on Yom Kippur, coming out of Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol, he has a daven that Hashem should not listen to the tefillah. And who we're talking about over here? Not the greatest tzaddik, someone who thinks about himself, someone who doesn't think about Klal Yisrael. And this, his tefillah that he davens to Ribbono Shel Olam should be more powerful than all the thousands and thousands of tefillahs of Klal Yisrael davening about the same Talamotel of Rocha. Similarly, we have a Gemara in Makis. A Mishnah brings down Lefichachim Oiseim Shel Kahanim Mesapkes LaMichya Uksus. We know that someone who kills B'Shoigeg, he goes to Golus. How long does he have to stay in Golus? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he feels like he wants to get out. So he starts thinking about maybe the Kohen Gadol should die. In order that he shouldn't have such a thing, he shouldn't think such thoughts, and he shouldn't daven such tefillahs. The mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim used to come and give them their needs so they shouldn't feel like they should daven about their sons. Hayitochen, a Ritzeach, B'Shoigeg, Udavin Kenegan Meshur Se Hashem, even though the Gemara says that the Kohanim Achroyim for the Ritzicha, but a Ritzich B'Shoigig's Tefillah should be Mekubal. The answer is about these cases, why it's such a powerful Tefillah, like the Rebbeinu Bechai says in Parashat Shmos, Vayanchu B'nei Yisrael Min Avoida Vayizaku V'tal Shavosom El Elekim Min Avoida Vayishma Elekim Es Nakosom Loi Hayeruyim Lihigoyel B'Tefillah. When a person davens and he feels that he has no eitzah, Klai Yisrael was in a matzah where right then Paro was killing 300 children every day to take a bath in order to take care of his saras. They were being machbed avoida. They decreased the work on Klai Yisrael. They couldn't handle it anymore. They screamed out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya, Lelamdecho shein tfilosa shel odom shleima, ko isa shoa shu mespal mitoich atzara vaadoichak, shu yoyser mekuba vihi ha'oyle lefon of Yisborach. The greatest tfilah for Hashem, the greatest nachas ruach, is even though a person's having a tzara, and he's davening only because of his hardship. Afilo hochi, the fact that he's davening ma'oyme kalev, the Rabbeinu Shem listens to his tfilah. Similarly, we have the Indian when a almana or Rachman al Sano or Yosam, it says in the Pasuk that Rabban Hashem will listen to Lai when he screams out to me. Why is it that Hashem listens right away to almana and Yosam? It's because they mean it from the bottom of their heart, Ba'oime Kalev. And also they turn to Rabban Hashem, they have no one else to turn to. They say to Rabban Hashem, Titzake Lai, you're Rabban Hashem, are the only one who could help us out. Then they feel us Amakubal B'Yoser. Similarly, we have by Lavan, when he benched his kids, he benched his daughters before they left. Practice Furna. What is the Torah b'misachas to a bracha of a rasha? He says, but we should know that even a rasha gomer, but since it was his children and a father, benches his kids, ma'ayim mekalev, the bracha is ma'ayim mekalev, it'll also be miskayim. And we have also been gay to Yishmael, it says, v'yishmael kim el kol anar. When he was sick and he was thrown on the side and he was dying, and he davened, says Rashi Mikan, Shiyofa Tfilas Choyla Mitfilas Acherim, Vihi Koidemes Leiskabel, explains the Gurari, because when a person himself was in a tzara and doesn't feel he has a way out and davens to Rabban Shalom, it's Ma'oim Kalev, and that's when the Tfilas Amakubal. So we see over here that even Rishayim Gemurim, like in the Mice of Korach says, the Orachayim HaKadosh, they have schuyas, and that Tefillah Be'etzim has ability to be Mekubal. So too says the Sefer Ikrim by Menashe. We find that Hashem listens to Tefillah not because of any schuyas, because Rabban Hashem listens because Rachmecha Rabim. We find another Inyan about Tefillah, that when a person davens Ma'ayim HaKalev, that itself is a reason for Rabban Hashem to listen to his Tefillah. Even though he's asking Rabban Hashem, crying out about the hard work, lav dafka because he wants gulas mitzrayim, but the fact that he's crying out ma'ayim kalev, that's a reason why Hashem will listen to his tefillah. Now in the hemshach of the parasha we have Rashi, we have brought down on the pasuk right after shlishi, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron lemar. Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, separate yourself from these people, because I'm going to kill out the whole, I'm going to bring them a geifa, and they're all going to die out. Klai Yisrael. Vayiplu al pneim vayoymru. Keile lekei aruchos. Lechol basar. Ha'ish echad yechtev akol ha'ede tikzoif. So Moshe Rabbeinu uses a very interesting lashon over here. Keile lekei aruchos lechol basar. What does these words mean? Rashi learns kapshuta, it means that Rabban Shem, you know the machshavas of a person, so why should everybody else get punished? But Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a davar nifla, yisoid, gadol, tremendous chizuk, dvarim nifloim. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to meratze the Rabban Shem. Ritzui hameskabel. He wanted to say something kind of appease Moshe Rabban Shem and tell him something that he'll want to not kill out Klai Yisrael. And he says al pi darga, there's three different dargas what the Rabban Shem likes to hear from. The first darga is shvach v'halil ashe yitin noy tzva mala. The Malachim Shemayim, when they give Shvach to Rebbein Shalom, that Rebbein Shalom loves. The Malim Yemenu, a higher darga, is Nishmas HaTzadikim, either the ones that were born already and came back to Elam HaEmes, or the ones that weren't even born yet. That's the second darga of Der Mahalim Shabech Shbaruch Hu. The Lamala Mehem says the Archaim HaKadosh, Hashir v'Hashevach Ha'olam HaNeshamos, Hashehem Ba'olam Hazeh, Hashehem B'toich HaBasar. What does the Rebbein Shalom, greatest cheshek and ratzon, enjoyment, people that are living in this world, they have basar that's blocking, he says, and it's moinah them and stops them from being realizing the Rebbein Shalom in this world. And they empower themselves, they take koiches hanefesh and they to overcome lehoi vashem uleshabchoi lehoidois lemamoroi ze elyoin v'choshuk etz labor lemalim akol. This is the greatest cheshik and ratzon that Hashem has more than anything else in this world. And like he brings in the hemshich from the Zohar, that the Zohar says that anyone who's having trouble and overcoming any of his nisyonos, those are the people that the Rebbein Shalom, it's not although he has nisyonos, and although he's a low person, although he's not a Baal Darga, Hashem will listen to him. The opposite, the fact that he's keila l'keiruchos l'chol basar, that he's toicha basar, and he doesn't realize the Rebbein Shalom. And afa b'ken, the Rebbein Shalom, he tries to overcome and realize Rebbein Shalom lahal l'shabchoi. So here we have another level of tefillah that Rebbein Shalom looks forward to. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Rebbein Shalom, you want to take away these great people that you have such a ratzon and a cheshek for to listen to their tefillahs? Those are the ones you want to take away? You want to be mechala them? This is what the taina that Moshe Rabbeinu had in order to make sure that Rebbein Shalom won't kill them out. So we have another tremendous inyan of chizuk of tefillah over here, that Rebbein Shalom, every single person, every single matziv, whatever his darga is, whatever his situation is, whatever his ruchnistic situation is, the Rebbein Shem wants to hear from him. The Rebbein Shem wants to hear his halal v'hoidah, his shvach, and his koiches that he has, that he overcomes. That is the most special by the Rebbein Shalom. We're now in a tkufa where Klal Yisrael needs tremendous tefillos. Klal Yisrael by Mitzrayim, it says in the Pasuk that Klal Yisrael, the lashon that he uses, Harinias Marech Hashminias Koilech, referring to, what are we referring to? It was a time when Klal Yisrael was by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim were behind them, the Yamsuf was in front of them. It's a mashal. Do you have a pigeon who went into a crack inside the stone, and inside was a poisonous snake that was about to bite her, and from behind it was a prey bird that was going to attack her. And she cried out. And on those words says the Rebbein Shalom, Harinias Marech Hashminias Koilech. That's a beautiful moment to Rebbein Shalom. We're in a matziv bein. What's going on in this Karbanis in Eretz Yisrael? They're at war. And it's not Pashit. Klal Yisrael needs all the tefillahs. Mitzad Sheni, we also have those who want to stop the Limud HaTorah. The Koyach that Klal Yisrael has, like it says in Medrash, in the Pirkei Blazer, Lama Nikra Shmo Yishmael. Why is his name Yishmael? What gave him the name Yishmael? Sha'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shmoya Be'enka Sa'am Mimasha B'nei Yishmael Oysen Lehem B'achar Sayomim. It's going to come a time where the B'nei Yishmael are going to make a lot of tzaras for Klal Yisrael. And the way the Klal Yisrael is going to be able to overcome is Ayidei the Tefillahs and the Zaaka. And his name comes about through Yishmakel from the Tzaaka that we're going to have connected all the tzaras that are happening. It's our achrayas, at least what we could do. We could, at least our tefillah, whatever matzah we're in, the Rebbein Shem wants to hear our tefillah. The Rebbein Shem is looking forward for our tefillahs. Person shouldn't say to himself, who am I that my tefillahs are worth anything? No, adarabba v'adarabba. We saw in the Arachayim HaKadosh, we saw that any single person, any situation, his tefillahs are the ones that are going to help. This is what the Rebbein Shem is looking forward to. This is what's needed at this time. And Be'ezer Hashem, kol echad ve'echad, especially if it's ma'oimek ha'leiv and he's mizbayin a little bit about what people need, Yeshuas, what kind of tzaras Klal Yisrael is going at, v'vaday, ha'shekadosh baruch hu, yishma tzakoseinu, and it'll be moitzi us like the Rebbeinu B'chaya ends off, that the same way it says, by the first, when the Klal Yisrael was a Mitzrayim, v'yarchu v'sroel min avoida, it said Lashon over there, v'yizaku v'tal shavosam l'kim min avoida, v'yishma l'kim es nakosam, Remez le Geula Asida Shagamkin Hashem Yigolo Yisanu Al Yidei Atfilo Ken Yiratzon.